All right, we'll move along to Colorado coach Tad Boyle. And Colorado is on the road Saturday at Utah. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. We have a question from Patrick Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
Morning, Tad. I was curious, now that you guys have rattled off 3 in a row here, when you look back, did you guys take a blow from that buzzer game down here? Did that set anybody back a little bit or stagger you guys a little?
Well, Patrick, I've been asked that question ad nauseum now for since that game, and my, you know, my answer hadn't changed. I don't think that we had a hangover from Arizona. Now, I think, you know, maybe some other people disagree with that, and I guess it's up for debate. But I'm around our guys every day. We've been practicing hard. We've been getting better, and I think the schedule, we obviously, you know, Arizona State, on paper, everybody expects us to beat them after the Arizona game. And, you know, obviously Arizona State's a good team. They're, you know, just beat UCLA at home. So, I mean, that's not necessarily a bad loss now to look back on it because, you know, they're for real. And come home, we beat SC. We lose to a good UCLA, talented UCLA team. I mean, it's just, it's tough to win in league play. We got off to a rough start, 1-4, and lost a home game we probably shouldn't have lost, but again, against a good team, and then lose to a good Washington team. And then, so it's you just, we've been playing well here recently. There's no question about that. We've gotten better offensively. We've been making some shots, but I don't think it has anything to do with that Arizona loss. I really don't. With that being said, looking back, Sam, would we rather have, you know, we'd love to have that game in the win column rather than the loss column. It'll make a difference in the standings. But in terms of our psyche and the way we're playing and our players, you know, hunger and grit has nothing to do with it.
If you look at some of the statistical websites, be it RPI or Pomeroy or any of those, they all have you guys ranked pretty high. Is that a function of the schedule you played? Do you enjoy, I think you're in bracketology and things like that. Is that a good thing, a bad thing? Does it matter?
Well, I think there's no question that, you know, you look at our schedule, and we've played some very, very good teams. And down in Charleston, I think the 3 teams we played down there were quality teams. We played a very good Colorado State team who is as good as anybody in the country, in my opinion. Start 5 seniors, played an Air Force team who just went and beat Wyoming. Wyoming's had, you know, that was one of our losses. Obviously, we lost to KU. So when you look at our schedule, it's one of the top, you know, 10 in the country. And I think the RPI reflects that.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Mm-hmm. You have a question from Dirk Facer. Deseret News.
Well, Coach, I just wondered if you could give your thoughts on Utah. Obviously, you're coming off that Stanford game, probably isn't the best indicator, but are they a much improved team than the team you played 3 times last year?
Absolutely they are. And, you know, Utah is a dangerous basketball team. You know, they're like a wounded dog right now, and they can reach up and bite you at any time. And I think if you ask Washington, they'll tell you that. I mean, they went in there and did something we couldn't do. So they've got some talented players. They've come up a little bit short here. But again, you know, look back at, you know, we just talked about the Arizona game that we lost. Well, Utah had a shot with 7 seconds to go to beat Arizona. And so they're a quality team. They're just coming up on the short end a little bit right now. I think that Stanford game was probably more of a reflection on how Stanford played than maybe how Utah played. I don't know. I'm sure you have differing opinions on that. But Jason Washburn is as good a center as there is in our league offensively on low block. He poses a lot of problems. And got some good freshmen that are playing well, and they're still in the process of trying to find themselves right now, but they're a dangerous team and much, much, much improved from last year's Utah team.
Hey, thanks, Coach. Safe travels this weekend.
You bet.
Your next question comes from Percy Allen, the Seattle Times.
Hey there, Coach. How you doing?
Good, Percy.
Hey, is there a skill to scheduling? Because I just remember, I think it was early in the season that you had said that you thought that you might have overscheduled, but now looking at it, it seems like your schedule has, or your non-conference schedule has really helped your team.
It has, and I think there's a fine line. Yeah, I think every year, you know, when the non-conference portion is over with, you feel like you're in one of two camps. You feel like you overscheduled or you're underscheduled. And going into it, I felt like we overscheduled. And I think, you know, you look at the KU game, and that's a great example. And I see what Colorado State did last year. You know, they played KU at KU, and they lost. And their RPI, that's a game that even if you lose it, it does not hurt your RPI, and in many cases it can help your RPI. So the fact that we took care of business with the other games in our schedule, except for the Wyoming game, and Wyoming obviously, you know, had a great non-conference as well, so that game doesn't hurt you, and they're playing in a quality league. I just think the biggest thing is you don't have any bad losses on there, and you got some good wins against quality opponents, and I think that's the key to scheduling a non-conference, and it's helping us.
Do you plan to sort of take that philosophy into next year and future years?
Well, we're going to try. You know, a lot of that has to do with these exempt tournaments. And Percy, you know, if we went down to Charleston and we came back 1-2 rather than 3-0, our RPI isn't where it is. It's there because we won games against quality opponents on our schedule. And the games that we lost, we didn't lose to, you know, we lost to Wyoming and we lost to KU. We're going to try to do that. Now, next year, we don't have an exempt event that we're going to. We've got some home games that we're playing, and so it's imperative that we win those. But we've got to schedule some games in the non-conference that we can win, and hopefully we can do that. Now, the next year, we're going to the Hawaii tournament, the Diamondback Classic that Arizona went through this year. And so, you know, each year it's a little different, but those exempt events are critical, I think. And if you can win them and play well on them like we did, and like Arizona did in Diamond Head this year, it really helps you as you go into your conference play.
And then just the last thing here, you've had a chance now to play Arizona and Washington. As you take a look at both of those teams, just what is it about them that makes them so tough?
Well, I think both of them are extremely long and extremely athletic. It seems like at every position. And that's what makes both of them so good, I think, defensively. And Arizona's got a good blend of seniors and young guys. And I think Washington has experience on their roster. I think C.J. Wilcox is one of the most underrated players in our league. And I think NJI down low is much, much improved. So, they're both long and they're both athletic from 1 to 5.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
All right, that'll do it for you, Tad. Appreciate your time today. Good luck this week.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks.